here with Greg Rockwell. He's the Community Relations Manager of Thrive DC. Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
Good. So I heard that we're going to be doing a drive for Tech the Halls and including Thrive DC in it. So what does Thrive DC do?
We are a one-stop shop for homeless services. We provide crisis services like meals and showers and laundry. We help people find jobs and then train them for new jobs when that's not enough. We provide a lot of therapeutic services like music and art therapy, substance abuse counseling, and we help people prevent becoming homeless in the first place with things like emergency groceries, a free farmers market, and a reentry program for people coming out of incarceration.
Oh, wow. That is like a lot of services that you offer. How long has Thrive been around?
We've been around since 1979.
1970. So you've been around for a very, very, very long time. So your success rate must be like really good to be around that long. You must have helped a lot of people so far. Does anything like stick out, like statistic wise or, you know, story wise of people you've helped and what kind of impact it's made?
Absolutely. And when we talk about success, you got to realize we talk about people at all ends of the spectrum. We are dealing with people who have been homeless for years. And so success for them is sometimes just getting them into a house, whether or not they're entirely self-sufficient. Sometimes success means that someone has got out of jail and has been unemployed for a few years and is struggling with homelessness and just can't get their life on track. And so we help them get a job and into housing and structure back to their lives and control again. As you know, we offer all of these services. We serve over 250 people a day, over 137,000 meals a year. And we help a lot of people get jobs and get where they want to go.
That's amazing. So Tech the Halls is asking that people who attend bring in either new undergarments, socks, or gently used clothing to the event. So what does that mean for your clients?
No, it's a great question. Because we are talking about people who are living in shelters, who are sleeping outside in alleyways, in the woods, and clean underwear and clean socks means a lot to them. These are people who don't have extra changes of clothes waiting for them, who can maybe do the laundry once a week and depend on places like Thrive and people like you to bring stuff in to us to have good hygiene. You know, the homeless population struggles with foot disease and funguses and all that kind of stuff. And underwear and socks is a big part of staying healthy, not getting sick, hospital, and, you know, getting housed. You can't keep a job. You can't show up to meetings if you're sick.
No, you can't. And you're also asking if you don't want to bring the new clothes, you're also asking for laundry detergent, right? Because Thrive also provides laundry services.
I mean, we don't just provide laundry services.
Yeah.
I think it's important to point out there are over 8,000 homeless individuals in Washington, D.C. For all those people, Thrive D.C. is just one of five places that has both free showers and free laundry. It's an incredibly limited resource. We do as much laundry as we can, but we can't fill the need, which is why things like laundry detergent, which helps us cut down on costs, which goes directly to washing someone's clothes who hasn't maybe washed them in a couple of weeks, if ever, is really important.
There's only five places in the area that offer those kind of services. Wow.
Yeah, they're not in shelters, and so they rely on nonprofits to provide them. And that's why you see clothing being such a big need for the homeless population, because for most of them, they just have to throw things away when they get dirty.
What can people do other than donate actual things like resources to Thrive? Like, is there a way that people can get involved and volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. There are always four things that I say people can do to help the homeless and help Thrive DC help the homeless. There's donating, volunteering, helping us with outreach, and doing advocacy. Absolutely, we need donated items and donated money. New socks, new underwear, providing showers and laundry, providing a bus pass for 2 weeks to someone's new job before they get their first paycheck. These are all things that we rely on the community to help us do. And we can't do it without the community pitching in and helping us serve our clients. Volunteering is another thing that's incredibly important. We use over 1,000 volunteers a year. We need people to help us serve breakfast, to serve dinner, to man our front desk, to help our clients look for jobs and apply for jobs in our computer lab. We could not run without, you know, over 20 volunteers a day. Outreach is also how people find out about us. You know, we're a small nonprofit. We don't have a big advertising budget. You're not going to see a Thrive DC billboard anywhere. So we rely on volunteers, on donors to let clients know where we are and what we do. We have Thrive DC business cards that if you go to our website, you can order them and we'll send them to you for free. But we want you to keep these cards in your pocket so that as you pass someone in need, you can let them know that there's a place that they can go to get more help, because not everyone knows all the resources. And if you're newly homeless, oftentimes you're just cast into the deep end. It's very scary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put myself in the position of even thinking about it. And it would just seem like a very overwhelming situation to just be put into. What you're doing is like so amazing. What kind of things can people do to hold events and help out places like Thrive DC?
There are so many ways to get involved and to do things. Most of our volunteer opportunities are during the workday, which is difficult for a lot of people to access, obviously. But things like happy hours or doing a donation drive where you collect toiletries. Anytime you go on a business trip and you get those little hotel shampoos and conditioners and soap, we go through over 100 of those a day.
Oh, wow.
And so you bringing those back and collecting those and putting just a box in your office makes a big difference to us.
That is really, really good idea. So besides like little shampoos and soaps and stuff that you get from those hotel rooms, is there anything else kind of similar? Like, do you accept food donations?
Absolutely. And if you go on our website, we have a whole section about in-kind donation drives that you can do. Anything from toiletries to t-shirts and belts to coats and winter hats and gloves for the winter, all the way down to canned food drives or fresh fruits and vegetables and women's hygiene products. You know, this is another thing that we don't talk about with homelessness, but buying maxi pads and tampons every month is really expensive. And so when we have volunteers who do donation drives and help us get overnight or heavy flow maxi pads, it helps our women out in a big, intimate, personal way. And same with bras. Yeah, we have some women who came to us wearing the same bra for 10 years. That's all they had. Who were wearing things that aren't their sizes and are just very uncomfortable. And to come in and get a gently used or new bra is something that makes a big difference to our women, even if it's a small thing. But you just see them carry themselves differently, see how much happier they are, see how much more comfortable they are on their skin. And it's that kind of thing that, you know, doesn't put someone in a house, but helps them put their lives back in order and in control.
Yeah, as a woman, I mean, those kind of things do give you big control over your life. And to be able to provide those for women is just amazing. Is this the first time you're partnering with Tech the Halls to make this thing happen?
It is. We're very excited.
Okay, Greg, well, I can't wait to meet you. And I definitely know that I will be bringing some things with me to give to Thrive in the holiday spirit. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.